This show is a member of the Freak Network. Go to www.thefreaknetwork.com to get your freak on.
This is Chris 200. Welcome to Audio On Demand. Today is the 10th of October, 10-10-07. Welcome to Audio On Demand. Well, if you haven't been to the new site for Wonder Hit 1 or the Audio On Demand website, I've got it under the URL wonderhit1.com. Go check it out. It's a WordPress WordPress blog, WordPress site that I put together, and you know what? I am pretty satisfied with the way WordPress works for me. Much better than a Drupal site, which I was looking at doing. In the amount of time that I've been fiddling with Drupal, I had this WordPress / PodPress site put together, so there you go. Like the fact that it does keep track of some statistics of downloads for the media files I have up there, and it's been kind of fun to watch those grow a little bit. I'd also like to welcome anybody from the Freak Network checking me out today. I've been a member of the Freak Network Network for about 10 days now, so I've got quite a few videos that I put up over since then. Not a whole lot of audio tracks, but seems like the audio tracks have been doing a little bit better than the videos, so if you don't pick up your audio or don't pick up the video tracks on your MP3 player, go out there and check them out on the site. Got some different things out there. Mostly just things that have been going on over the weekends and that, and whenever I grab the video camera and videotape stuff, so. So take a look at that if you're interested. Well, what am I going to talk about today? I don't know. It's Wednesday, it's hump day. I do have a funny story somebody told me this morning on the phone on the way in. I'll go ahead and share that with you now. This guy, he's an iron worker, steel worker, whatever, you know, construction type guy. He picked up this gal from a Super Bowl party, brought her home and whatever, and she kind of hung around. Well, let me back up a little bit. In the morning or early in the morning, he went to go get a drink of water. This is kind of funny. He said he had a pretty good night, if you know what I mean. And he got his glass of water and filled it up and kind of set it on the edge of the counter there, and it kind of tinkled or jangled a little bit, and he decided he better turn on the lights to find out what's going on. He looked in the glass of water and there was a pair of dentures or teeth in there. So for whatever that's worth, kind of the moral of the story, or the end of the story, this gal had been hanging around his place for a few days, and she didn't have a place to go or a place to live or something, so she'd kind of been sponging off of him. And I guess what he did is said, hey, let's go, I gotta go get some gas. So he took her along to go get some gas, filled up the gas, got back in the truck and said, oh, you know what, I need some cigarettes, could you go get me some cigarettes? So she obliged in that, and went into the gas station to buy him some cigarettes, and he took off. He left her there at the gas station. So that was the end of her, I guess. I don't know if she ever showed back up or what. So kind of a funny story I heard this morning. Let me make some adjustments here. Rock and roll. Echo. There we go. Now I got it on the proper effect. Hopefully that'll keep the road noise down. We'll see. If you didn't know, I record this most of the time on the road. If I do get some time at home, I will try and record at the home studio. I finally got that hooked back up, but for the most part, I do this on the road, to and from work, usually on my way home from work, kind of decompress a little bit, talk about just about anything, anything that comes up, in the past few days or whatever. Went to Lawrence and Gardens this weekend on Sunday. Got some video footage from there. Go check that out. There's some neat footage of a garden railroad, a G-scale railroad that they have there. The whole thing is pretty neat on how it was designed and how it's the materials that it uses. It uses basically branches and stuff to build the different bridges and trellises, wood from trees or whatever. It's not lumber of any sort, although there probably is some lumber involved in there, but it's all covered in natural materials or natural looking materials. So go check that out. It's kind of interesting. It's, I believe, the Union Pacific Railroad sponsors it. There are some models of the skyline of Omaha, too, so if you're in the Omaha area or know of Omaha, you will recognize some of the smaller models of the items that are in downtown Omaha. Everything from the Bank Tower downtown, Woodman Tower, to some of the smaller buildings, some of the old market buildings are down, or I guess one of the old market buildings is there. Some other historical buildings, one theater is there, So, you know, go check that out if you're interested in that sort of thing. I thought it was kind of interesting. Shot some video of that. Like, everybody had a good time. It was unseasonably warm that day. It was probably close to 90 that afternoon, or that, you know, in the afternoon while we were there. It did cool off later on in the day, where it was darn right chilly. I think a cool front had come through later on in the day, but it was just almost miserable at the gardens there. So we took a hayrack ride. I've got some video of that, and you can actually see me in one of the videos. So I guess, you know, that's really all I got to say about that. Go check it out. I think I posted it last I think I posted it Sunday or Monday of this last week. So go check it out. Let me know. I think I posted it on Sunday. Give me a comment or whatever. Should work on your iPod if you have an iPod. It worked on mine. If you're using the Freak Network feed, you may want to bounce over and pick up my feed off of my site. On the right-hand column, there's several places where you can pick up a feed, a FeedBurner feed, an iTunes feed, or just the page feed. I would recommend the iTunes feed, just for the fact that, I'm sorry, not the iTunes feed, but the FeedBurner feed, just for the fact that if I ever did move again, that one is the one that should always work. So whatever feed I put into that will feed you whatever I'm trying to put out there. So go check that out if you're interested. From the Freak Network, hey, I'm glad you found me. I hope I don't bore you. I listened to some casts from the Freak Network. You know, they were all right. Some of them may not have interested me, so if it doesn't interest you, this cast doesn't interest you, you know, so be it. So like I say, this is usually what I want to talk about when I want to talk about it. I don't depend on a whole lot of interaction, although I do encourage it. I don't get a whole lot, so then again, I don't know how many listeners I really have out there, so. So anyway, welcome again, if you're going to stick around for a while. Well, it looks like I'm going through my second speed trap of the day. Oh, about every 5, 6, 10 miles here, I got to slow down for another construction zone on I-80. I am approaching exit 420, which I believe is what they call the Greenwood exit. I was actually thinking about taking a back road today, but for whatever reason, I guess I'm not there yet. Geez, I need to talk to the wife about that purchase that I may want to do. I found a guitar online. I won't say where yet. It's an American Telecaster, American Standard Telecaster, for a fairly good price. I just don't know if the wife will let me buy it. She may freak out. You've already got 3 guitars. You don't play those. What do you need another guitar for? Well, it's a good deal, and it's the color that I want, and you know what? It's been 10 years since I bought a guitar, so. To you. I only buy them about once every 10 years, so, let's see, 98, somewhere in there, it's almost 2008. It's probably about time to buy one. Yeah. Looks like they're picking some corn here. Yes, they are picking some corn.
patrol vehicle I've seen today. I haven't seen a whole lot of them. It's kind of funny. There's a couple state patrol vehicles there, and then behind them is this whole bubble of traffic following those vehicles. I guess they're afraid to pass, afraid to speed, afraid to get that ticket, so I'm going to get over. Got a crane ahead of me, and I do not want to run into that son of a gun. That's a big one. Really wish I knew where these cranes were going. Come across quite a few cranes coming and going to work. What else do I have to say today? Not really a whole lot. I've been really tired the last couple days. Today I felt somewhat normal. It's been a few days since I've taken any Provigil. I should probably re-up that prescription. And seems to help me out a little bit. Right now, I'm really tired. Approaching the third speed trap of the trip here. So I approach the Platte River Bridge. It's a landmark in the show. I often mention it. Let's see, what else did I get done this weekend? I cleaned out the garage a little bit, got my car cleaned out a little bit. That's really about it. I thought I was coming down with something over the weekend. I was really fatigued Saturday. Friday, I was just ready to kind of put a fork in me type of thing. Had a big day planned for Saturday, but nothing really... We never really did anything on Saturday. I think I actually baked a pie on Saturday. I also tried a recipe from, I think it's the Pioneer Woman Cooks on that website. I highly recommend that site to anybody that likes to cook or just likes photography in general, that she takes some great pictures of this food. Tried the Marlboro Man's favorite sandwich, or I call it the Marlboro Man sandwich, or to be more politically correct, probably the cowboy sandwich. It's basically a cube steak or minute steak cut into strips. Cooked in butter, a lot of butter, smothered in, what you call a grilled onion or a fried onion, that also was, cooked in butter, all served on a nice, Rotel, hoagie bun, a very good bun. A very good sandwich. Thumbs up from the wife on that one. She liked it. She thought it was good. I had it on Monday for lunch. And there you go. So, yeah, it looks like the roadwork's coming along here. I just passed the bridge there, got over the bridge. I started talking about the Marlboro Man sandwich. Looks like they've poured, you know, I was talking about them starting to build the road. Looks like they poured about, oh, I don't know, half a mile, three quarters of a mile of this road. And let's see where they're at today. A lot of, a lot of trucks bringing in some earth, some dirt, whatever. Still working on a bridge. They've got all of the steel rebar structure laid out here real nicely. It looks like they're about, they've gone a little bit further today. It looks like they're bringing the cement in dump trucks, and then a they're feeding the cement out onto the roadway where the, I guess, mill machine or whatever, the machine that actually forbs the cement up. I can see here where it's wet. They've poured quite a bit today. It's like about to right here, so they're probably, I don't know how far they went. Probably another half a mile or so. Quarter to a half a mile, I would say. They poured today so far, and looks like they're still pouring. Bringing cement in. The thing that they're using to load the cement into the roadway appears to be a, it looks like the type of machine that they used to put blacktop down. Now they're just using that to, looks like they're dumping it on the ground with a dump truck, and then from there they're loading that or transferring that material over into the roadway where that forming machine or the roadway machine is actually finishing the road there. So it'll be nice to have that done. Now crossing the median into the normal traffic here, the normal eastbound lanes. So yeah, we'll have to see what the wife says about the guitar. She may kill me. I didn't, made the guy an offer. A little bit less than what he was asking for. A little bit under the blue book value. The difference will basically, you know, take care of the shipping, which is good. I don't know. Have to go out and find a case for this thing and blah 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 blah. Blah 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 blah. I don't know, I'm kind of excited about it. I wonder if the wife would let me do it. She'll probably crucify me. Who knows? Let's see what kind of mood she's in tonight. If she's in a good mood, PayPal will be getting some money transfer. Don't really have a whole lot much more to say, and I really can't think of anything more to say. It's Wednesday. Made it through half the week. Got two more days to go. Looking forward to get that done. Get back on the weekend. like the lover boy says, everybody's working for the weekend. I sure am. A couple weeks here, I'll be taking a few days off, I think. My wife's going to a conference for a few days, so hey, who knows? I might have some live casts, some a little better quality casts from the studio, and my little helper may be helping me that day, so we'll see how that goes. He wasn't in the best of moods last night when it was bedtime, so I don't know what his deal's been lately. He's really been, I would say he's probably just overtired and just really being a handful, so. Well, I'm gonna go so you don't have to sit here and listen to me on, so that's it for today. Bye-bye.